That night, Ahab stepped forth from the scuttle. He suddenly thrust out his face fiercely, snuffing up the sea air as a sagacious ship's dog. He declared that a whale must be near. Man the mastheads! Call all hands! To gallant sails, stun sails, alow and aloft, and on both sides! There she blows! There she blows! A hump like a snow hill! Tis Moby Dick! Soon, all the boats but Starbuck's were dropped, all the boats' sails set, and Ahab heading the onset. Suddenly, the waters around them slowly swelled in broad circles, then quickly upheaved, as if sideways sliding from a submerged berg. A low, rumbling sound was heard, and then all held their breaths, as bedraggled with trailing ropes and harpoons and lances, a vast form shot lengthwise. Shrouded in a thin, drooping veil of mist, it hovered for a moment in the air, and then fell swamping back into the deep. Crushed 30 feet upwards, the waters flashed for an instant, then brokenly sank in a shower of flakes. The whale reeled round to present his blank forehead at bay, but in that evolution, catching sight of the nearing black hull of the ship, he bore down upon its advancing prow, smiting his jaws amid fiery showers of foam. Retribution, swift vengeance, eternal malice were in his whole aspect, and spite of all that mortal man could do, the solid white buttress of his forehead smote the ship's starboard bow, till men and timbers reeled. Some fell flat upon their faces, and from deep below they heard the waters pour in as mountain torrents down a flume. Then diving beneath the settling ship, the great white whale ran quivering along its keel, but turning under the water, swiftly shot to the surface again, far off the other bow, but within just a few yards of Ahab's boat. From the sun, all ye three unsundered spires of mine, thou uncracked keel and only god-bullied hull, thou firm deck and haughty helm and pole-pointed brow, death, glorious ship, must you then perish and without me? Am I cut off from the last fond pride of meanest shipwrecked captains? Oh, lonely death on lonely life. For now I feel my topmost greatness lies in my topmost grief. From hell's heart, I scabbard thee! For hate's sake, I spit my last breath at thee! Thus I give up the spear! The harpoon was darted. The stricken whale flew forward. With igniting velocity, the line ran through the grooves. Ran foul. Ahab stooped to clear it. He did clear it. But the flying tern caught him round the neck, and voicelessly as Turkish mutes bowstring their victims, he was shot out of the boat. Ere the crew knew, he was gone. For an instant, the transboat's crew stood still, then turned. Soon they, through the dim, bewildering mediums, saw the Pequod's sidelong, fading phantom. Only the uppermost masts out of the water, fixed by infatuation or fidelity or fate to their once lofty perches. And now, concentric circles seize the lone boat itself, and all its crew, and each floating oar, and every lance pole, and spinning, animate and inanimate, all round and round in one vortex, carried the Pequod out of sight. The drama's done. Why then here does anyone step forth? Because one did survive the wreck.